Come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Dr. Dina Prato, and we're going to be talking about alternative treatments for diseases that afflict literally millions of Americans. Certainly, a lot of people have cancer here, and there are certain cancer treatments that are quite effective. Certainly, when I was going through medical school, if you had leukemia, you had Hodgkin's disease, you had the lymphomas, that was like a death sentence. And certainly they do respond now to, in many instances, to chemotherapy and to radiation therapy and wonderful advances. But with so many types of cancer, the treatments really are quite ineffective. Chemotherapy, radiation, in many instances, do not really benefit the individual, but the doctors have to do something. And there are treatments that are available throughout the world, but they're not generally available in the United States. And this is one of the great tragedies. And those of you who have never seen the video that we offer called Cancer Forbidden Cures would do well to get that and to understand that there are treatments. They've been used for many years throughout the world. They're very effective for many of the cancers, but they're not available here. And the same thing is true. We have so many people with these chronic diseases, chronic fatigue, Lyme, fibromyalgia, Gulf War illness, and there are treatments for them, but they're not available through traditional means. Well, the Invita Medical Clinic that Dean Prado works with them and with them has alternative treatments that are taken from throughout the world and are applied here and are available and are really very difficult to find elsewhere. Dr. Prado, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Why don't you pick up the story and tell us about the work that you and the other doctors at Invita are doing and how you would approach, say, things like the chronic fatigue and this whole myriad of diseases, getting into some of the autoimmune diseases that plague literally millions of Americans. And for the traditional medicine, very little is available. Go right ahead. You pick up the story.
Sure. We make up a team of doctors here. We have a clinic in Arizona, Scottsdale. We also have a clinic in Puerto Penasco, Mexico, and we have a team of MDs and DOs working together using both conventional and the best of advanced natural medicine to help our patients. But you were just mentioning chronic fatigue and autoimmune diseases, and the interesting thing, or fibromyalgia in that category, what we have found over the last 12 years with our work and our research with our team is that the majority of these issues are infectious diseases that are not being diagnosed properly or treated properly. And just as an example, we were just working with a young girl with rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease. You know, it affects all the joints, pain. This child was in a wheelchair, and after she finished course of treatment with us, and it's strictly treating infectious disease, we found this patient to have Lyme disease, Borrelia, but a whole list of co-infections. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize, is that usually the patients with these autoimmune diseases, for fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, also known as CFID, these patients have multiple infections. It's not one. The way to think of this is they have an infection that has decreased their immune system, and now their body is open for opportunistic infections. So they have many, you know, bacterial and viral infections, and these infections are working together to bring down the body's immune system. And what the body is trying to do is rid the body of these infections, and so your own immune system attacks your own tissue. So it's autoimmune, you know, self-attacking your own tissue. So what we find is by finding these infections, we run extensive tests on infectious disease, treating them, reestablishing the immune system, it is amazing how many symptoms you can improve on a patient. I mean, anything from, we see, from seizures to joint pain, even depression. There's even been a lot of work we've been doing with patients who have schizophrenia, depression work. These infections have become neurological, where they're actually the toxins of these infections called neurotoxins. They demyelinate, like with MS or ALS, they demyelinate the nerve, so you lose nerve conduction. The same neurotoxins block hormone receptors. They block insulin receptors. So you have people who are hypoglycemic and their sugars are changing or their hormones are shifting. So it's a very whole-body disease because of the impact of the neurotoxins from these infections. So really the goal is proper diagnosis, really getting to the core of all these various infections, and then putting a treatment plan in place to not only treat the infections but reestablish the immune system, and then helping to detox or eliminate the neurotoxins and other environmental toxins that these patients have. I know there's a lot of information there. We do provide free educational webinars that people can watch. They're quite extensive. Our doctors lecture on these, and they just teach you step by step how, you know, we've been approaching chronic disease for the last 12 years.
Well, you know, this is really so vitally important. I can remember back in the 1970s when I was teaching at the medical school in South Africa, reading, and I had time then to read all the medical literature, and I found that there were a number of people who believed that a good deal of the chronic rheumatoid arthritis, for which we really have no effective treatments other than some of these horrible anti-inflammatory medications, chemotherapies, which can suppress the immune system, but this was all they could really do for rheumatoid arthritis. And yet, of course, many people felt, or at least a few people felt, that these were related to chronic mycoplasma and other infections, and they could be treated with antibiotics. And many of them did very well, but that's just never caught hold. How do you make the diagnosis?
Yeah.
Because it's really a real problem.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
How do you diagnose the chronic infections? Regular laboratory studies won't show it.
No, you have to work with specialty laboratories around the country. We have a multiple group of laboratories we work with that, for instance, one group is all tick-borne specialties. That's all they do, and they've been doing it for 20 years. Another group is, you know, looking for all the viral titers. And so we have a number of, laboratories we've worked with over the years that specialize in infectious disease. But, you know, the interesting thing is there's two reasons I don't think this is commonly done. One, there is a tremendous amount of money in the pharmaceutical world by treating the symptoms and not the causes, meaning, for instance, we're a mile away from the Mayo Clinic here in Scottsdale, Arizona, right down the street, essentially, and a block away from there, there's a rheumatology group that does $1 million a month in Remicade. You know, Remicade is a very common drug for rheumatoid arthritis. It can also affect the liver.
Hold on, Dr. Botta. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Talking about these problems that affect so many Americans today.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Invita Network. Our guest this morning is Argentina Prado, and we're talking about the Invita Medical Clinic. Dr. Prado, would you like to give out the telephone number, website for Invita?
Sure. Our phone number is 1-866-830-4576. Again, that's 1-866-830-4576. Or on the web at www.invita.com. And we do have a good team there that just works with people and educates them, and we have a real large series of webinars that we can just send over to people and they can watch and their families can learn, specifically when they're dealing with these autoimmune diseases or fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, or cancers. They don't really know what to do and where to go, and so we have really good series on we even have a great heart disease series and a diabetes series. So if you contact our team, we really have a lot of good educational materials that kind of help people look at all their options, because after doing this, you know, we've been at this for 12 years, and it's all about building a good plan for a patient, a comprehensive one that includes, when necessary, conventional medicine, but also these techniques in natural medicine that really help the patients heal and get to the cause of the problem and not just, you know, dealing with the symptoms.
And I think this is so vitally important, and I think that our listeners have to understand, I think most doctors are well-motivated, they're doing the best thing they can, but you are required to go to medical meetings all the time, and when you go to these medical meetings, and I go to them every Friday, why we get the official party line, and of course anybody who challenges that is never allowed to speak. And if you question anything that's going on, you're ridiculed and demonized. And the pharmaceutical industry is making, you know, literally hundreds of billions of dollars of offering things that really do, in many instances, far more harm than good. Why would they do that? Well, there's tremendous profits to be made, and they are not concerned with the welfare of the patients. Now, I believe the doctors are, but the average doctor is never allowed to hear about the alternative treatments or for so many diseases. And you go to the meetings, and they will ridicule and demonize doctors who are doing effective treatments. And I've heard this for years with the various cancer treatments that really work, and yet, of course, they laugh, and everybody laughs because everybody else is laughing at the medical meetings when people talk about people who can actually effectively treat cancer by other means than by surgery and chemotherapy, and actually, in many instances, why the chemotherapy does far more harm than good because it suppresses the immune system. But let's get back to the treatment of these chronic diseases. We're talking about literally millions of Americans with CFIDS, that's chronic fatigue, immunodeficiency disease, and Lyme disease, and fibromyalgia, and Gulf War illness. And they really all sort of are an autoimmune disease because they really all sort of meld and merge into one another, don't they, Dr. Prado?
Yes, they do, and it just depends on the part of the body that's under attack. You know, if it's a thyroid, it could be called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. If it's this connective tissue, scleroderma, you know. So it just, there's a number of autoimmune diseases by name, but the autoimmune disease really doesn't tell you much. It just gives you the diagnosis, but it doesn't tell you what's causing In fact, in the conventional sense, when we think of autoimmune diseases, they're called idiopathic diseases. We don't know what's causing them in the conventional sense of medicine. But when we look closer and we investigate and we test, we find that these patients have these infections. And you mentioned mycoplasma. You have a number of infections. I mean, Babesia, Bartonella, Borrelia, or Ehrlichia. These are all in the tick-borne illness category. These are very common. And HHV6, herpes virus 6, is a very, very aggressive virus that can impact brain memory. Patients can have Parkinsonian-like symptoms. And, you know, a lot of times you look at these patients that are suffering with these problems, and they really don't have a really good treatment plan. They may have a diagnosis, and they're using, you know, neurological drugs and things of that nature to try to calm the symptoms, but they're really not doing anything as far as slowing down or stopping the progression of the disease. And so it becomes critical for, first of all, a good diagnosis and then a good treatment plan. And then, you know, in some cases, this is where people have had tremendous nerve damage, let's say our Parkinsonian patients, or that have, you know, even have had tremendous, even some in some of our work, even children. I know this sounds quite wild, but when we even talk about kids that are born with infections where mom passes the infection along to the little one coming into the world. And sometimes we see these impacting things like autism or, you know, cerebral palsy. Infectious disease we only know about 10% of the infections that exist in the world is what one of the pathologists was telling me not too long ago. And I think that's even probably a strong estimate, because there are so many infections we haven't yet, so to speak, discovered. And I think that especially the zoonotic infections, where they're passed from animal to human, like we saw with the swine flu, like we see with tick-borne illnesses, are much more common, and they're not located only to the East Coast. They're all across the world. We've treated patients from around the world that have very much the similar type of infection. So it really, I believe, is a big part to unlocking the key to chronic disease. And then you have to rebalance the patient's body, bring it back to homeostasis, hormonally, nutritionally, and all those things, immune system-wise. But you have to get rid of what's causing the body to attack itself.
And, of course, the problem is, for the average patient, where do you get this form of treatment? And it's not available locally, which is why you have your clinics there in Arizona. And the conventional treatment is, well, you run a blood test, there's no elevated white count, there's no elevated sedimentation rate, therefore it's not an infection. Or if they do have a positive Lyme titer, you treat them for 3 weeks, and then if they're not getting better, why, you go on to something else. But the thing is that a lot of these take a long-term treatment, don't they, to overcome these chronic infections?
They do. And if you take a look at Lyme disease, which is misunderstood, and I say this in a nice way, but I think we're one of the top in the country when it comes to this particular infection. And here's the problem. They're given an oral antibiotic. And then if you have a doctor who's trained in Lyme disease, they give an IV antibiotic for a long period of time. But Lyme disease is complex. You have to think that it's not, typically patients do not have one infection. They have a whole series. And I think when they think of, you think of Lyme disease, we know that it can mimic something like 300 plus diseases that exist. And what happens is these infections create a biofilm. This is a very important part of it, which is like a protective mechanism, so that even if they're taking the antibiotic, it doesn't penetrate the infection. A biofilm is like a sludge, if I will, that is it actually has its own cytoskeletal structure, and it surrounds the infections to protect them. And so what happens is it's kind of like there's a type of parasitic relationship between these infections that keep them alive. They communicate with each other. Interestingly enough, there were some recent studies done in Africa with malaria and Epstein-Barr. And what they found is that as they brought the malaria down, the Epstein-Barr spiked, and it would send information over to the malaria to turn on replication through signaling. So what we call self-synergistic replication. So even if you're treating one infection, you have to strip the biofilm. Then you have to go after all the infections, because if you take one out, the other one can eventually turn on the other. And so it's a very complex environment. And so what happens with Lyme disease is, patients might be lucky enough to find a doctor that'll treat them. They might take an oral antibiotic, which is
really more effective if somebody's been bit very acutely, like within the last week or two. But most of these patients have chronic disease that was initiated many years ago, and then they have an episode in their life where their immune system becomes weak, like the death of somebody close to them or a car accident. Their immune system goes down, and the infection really takes hold. And then you start seeing the unraveling of a very devastating disease that can lead to wheelchairs. And there's a great documentary, it's called Under Our Skin, that people can watch really anywhere, I think even YouTube, and they can watch Under Our Skin and see, you know, young children affected by this, professional athletes. This is a debilitating disease, and it's not well treated or understood by really the majority of doctors who approach this type of condition.
And I can remember I was practicing medicine, seeing these patients, because I was at Northpedist, and I could see somebody in a car accident and develop chronic fatigue. Well, that just didn't make sense, you know. And obviously, they got to be crazy. It's got to be some sort of emotional problem. I mean, why would somebody have a car accident and then develop a chronic fatigue? Well, of course, sometimes it takes a long time to be able to change your whole outlook on things. Yes, there's a car accident. Yes, they have the whiplash. But it also is affecting the rest of their body and their immune response. And these people develop the chronic fatigue syndrome related to chronic infection because their immune system is down as a result of the automobile accident, and this just triggers everything, sets off this whole line of symptoms. And what happens? They end up getting Prozac, and then they get all the problems related to Prozac and the serotonin reabsorption inhibitors, and you do far more harm than good. And it took me a long time to really realize what was going on, because there's nobody out there that that is talking about this sort of thing.
Sure, and it's easy. If you run a CD57, which is like a natural killer cell marker, it's a very important part of the immune system, you'll see that these patients have severely depressed immune systems. No one's running these tests because these are not basic, lab tests like CBCs. But if you run immune system tests, function tests like CD57, you'll start to see that they're very depressed, which in itself shows you that they have an infection on board. And then you start running all the other panels and you start seeing all these infections that, in fact, this patient has been dealing with for a number of years. And maybe their immune system was intact, but after the trauma, the accident, or whatever it might be, the autoimmune disease begins. And we've even seen that after moms have given childbirth. All of a sudden, lupus appears. Well, it's not like that came overnight. The body had been dealing with those infections for a long time. The trauma came, weakened the immune system, and the patient became, started exhibiting the symptoms. Even if we looked at a study where if you go to a funeral after the death of someone close to you, there's almost like a 70 to 80% decrease in immune function from the emotional trauma of the loss of a loved one. So, we have to understand the body's complex, and there is a spiritual component to the body, there's an emotional component and a physical component, and they are connected. That's the way God created us, and we can't ignore that. And I think that, we have to understand that the body is very integrated, and so these diseases don't just come overnight. There's an environment for them, and then, as the immune system weakens, the body struggles.
Well, it's exciting to me to realize that there really are places, the in vitro clinic will address these issues. We talked to a number of scientists who will put forward the background of the disease and why these things happen, but where do you get treatment? That's why I think it's so exciting to learn that Invita is there, and of course it offers the opportunity for people to get an integrated analysis of this. Now, basically, what do we have any idea how many people in America are afflicted with this type of syndrome that we're talking about, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme, Gulf War illness, the autoimmune diseases. What percentage of the population are we talking about?
Well, the problem is enormous because a lot of the diseases we give names to, like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, and if we go on and look at neurological symptoms like Parkinsonian-like symptoms, ALS, I mean, we can keep naming all these conditions, MS. A lot of these are, you know, at least from our perspective over the last 12 years, are believed to be related to infection. So it almost it seems to me, including, you know, some of the manic depressive, schizophrenic patients. So it's a very scary thing. I think we're looking at an epidemic that people aren't even aware of. It's kind of sitting there on the surface, and they're busy treating the symptoms. They have no idea what's really causing the problem. And if they start moving to some of the natural approaches, they may feel a little better. They might have a little bit stronger immune system. But unless that infection is dealt with, it is, it's devastating. And that's why it's so hard to put a number to this. But I really believe, and we haven't even addressed
that. Hold that thought. That's
sure.
Better. We'll
sure.
Be back in a moment. If you have a question out there, give us a call at 877-254-7524.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Dino Prato. He's with the Invita Medical Center, a medical clinic. If you have a question, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I've been very frustrated for some time. You know, certainly talking to scientists who really have gone into the background of this and how all these diseases fit together. But Certainly, there's been only very, very few doctors, and just I'm talking a handful across the country, who really treated this. And to my knowledge, there's not been a clinic we've been aware of before that's into this. Dr. Prado, once again, give out the telephone number and the website so people will know how they get in touch with you.
Sure. It's 1-866-830-4576. And again, that's 1-866-830-4576. And that's Envita, ENVITA.com. And we've been around for 12 years, and we have a great staff and good educators, and we have tons of webinars that are really helpful. Most patients, even just by watching the webinars, feel like they have a better understanding of approaches that they've never thought of before. So I encourage people, even with things like heart disease and diabetes, we were talking about how much this infectious disease impacts conditions. Well, we believe it to be a big culprit in the cardiovascular disease arena, and also in a number of other conditions that people would not think traditionally to be as infectious disease origin. But it is really an epidemic, and there's a beginning of education. Even we've seen infections cause cancers. Human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer, Epstein-Barr lymphoma, hepatitis C liver cancer, Helicobacter pylori gastrointestinal carcinoma, and we can go on. So we know that these neurotoxins can get into the body, affect the mitochondria, which are the parts of the cells that create energy, but they also control apoptosis and they control programmed cell death. So we know infections can really cause mutations, which can lead to cancers. And so this infectious disease thing is really an epidemic.
And of course, the whole key is you got to get those mitochondria working again. You got to get their membranes working.
That's right.
The mitochondria are like little batteries, and they would provide the energy. And if the energy cells are not working, you get this chronic fatigue and total lack of energy. Well, who's calling in? We have a caller.
Yeah, my name is Wayne.
Hi, how are you doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
Hey, have you guys ever heard of ozone therapies?
Yes, in fact,
they use.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Wayne.
No, it's okay. They use them in Europe and Russia and stuff, and in other countries around the world, but they're hard to find here. And
Wayne, I'm so glad you brought that up, because Dr. Prado, you pick up and answer that. What about ozone therapy?
Yeah, we are. As the last I know, we're one of the number one users of ozone therapy in the United States. We use it. We do a type of several types of ozone therapy. One where we use the blood is taken out, and then we pass it through a UV light, and then through 80 gamma ozone, and then that's reinfused, and you can literally see the color of the patient's blood change. In fact, over a few treatments, the blood can go from a dark, almost black color to a bright, vibrant pink. It works well to strip biofilm. It increases cytokines like interleukin-2 and interleukin-6. It has a modulation of the immune system. You get an improvement in circulation, and it increases oxygen saturation. If you test a patient's oxygen prior and after, like a pulse ox on their finger, you'll see that their oxygen saturation will actually increase. And it's about 24 times more powerful than a hyperbaric oxygen chamber in oxygenating the body. So we use it every day. We literally do hundreds, I would say, in a week. This is one of the staple therapies we use in conjunction with a number of things. But the word ozone is a little bit scary, because people think of the ozone in the environment, or they buy a product that ozonates their air or their water. But we're talking about ozonating the blood, which is a very specific minor blood, minor blood treatment that's occurred on it, that's done individually for each patient. And it is a great therapy. It has its place, but it doesn't work by itself. After doing this for over, a number of years now, it's part of a treatment. It's really not the whole thing. It kind of prepares the body, and it has two ways of increasing oxygen. And we have lectures on this you can watch as well. It increases oxygen by doing two things. It helps the body carry more oxygen, and it teaches the bone marrow when it's producing the infant cells that are coming out to to, that kind of stresses the body, so it teaches, it's an oxidative therapy, so it stresses the body, then teaching the new cells that are made in the bone marrow to carry more oxygen. And oxygen is probably one of the most important and critical nutrients to the body.
And see, the thing is that there are treatments that are available throughout the rest of the world, and they are discouraged, actively discouraged in this country. Why? Well, because if people were getting well, they wouldn't be spending billions of dollars on pharmaceuticals. That sounds like a crass, a very simplistic approach, but it's absolutely true. I mean, of the billions of dollars that are spent every year on Lipitor that do absolutely no good, and in many instances do harm, is simply one example of that. And basically, this is my way of looking at it. Criminal activity would not be allowed if the FDA weren't in bed with the big drug manufacturers who actually provide money to the FDA so that they can facilitate their reports, which are usually very, very favorable on to the drug companies that are financing them. So, Wayne, does that answer your question? You know, I think this is so important.
That's
these
it.
Treatments are available throughout the rest of the world. Not available here.
How do people find where you can get these therapies and treatments?
Well, that's why we haven't been. That's why we have Dr. Prada on this morning. And did you get the name of the clinic? You can go to your internet and look it up, or we can put the telephone number on again if you'd like.
Yeah, if you could give a phone number again, that'd be great.
Yeah, 1-866-830-4576. And give us a call, and you know, specifically when you're talking with our team, just ask them what you're trying to accomplish. We actually have a great process. We call it the PPMR, where patients call in and we get a copy of their, you know, medical records and all their information. Then we get our medical team, both in the United States and our international medical team, and we review the patient's information, and then we get back to you with the different things we can do to help you, and then we have somebody kind of guide you through your options, because there's a lot of education involved. We have a motto. It's, we believe the best prescription is education, because once people have knowledge and they understand what they can do, that it really can change their life and it can impact their entire outcome.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, it does very much. Thank you, guys. I'm really really surprised by your guys' answers. I mean, I always thought ozone was under the cover kind of thing, but, you know, the more and more people know about ozone, you know, it's a really beneficial healer for a lot of people, because I have problems with rheumatoid arthritis, but I got it on the tail end.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you guys much, and God bless. Have a good day.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here, back for the last section here, and of course the interesting thing about Invita is that they have gone throughout the world and picked up many of these treatments that are used in other countries that are successful and effective and are scorned or not allowed in this country. Would you like to mention some of the other treatments that are available at Invita that are not ordinarily available through regular channels?
Sure. We offer all the IV vitamins, amino acids. We also have cancer cell vaccines where we use their body's own immune system to attack cancer. That means we can take natural killer cells, your own, grow them into the billions, reinfuse them back into your body to go after micrometastases. We have photodynamic therapy where we're actually using the chemosensitive agent that is then triggered by light, and the light implodes only the cancer cells, not giving out radiation to the body, but eliminating the cancer cells. We offer stem cells, not embryonic, because they're unethical, and we are a Christian clinic. We don't use embryonic. We do use your own stem cells from your own bone marrow. We also use some cord blood after the baby's born and healthy, and we use those to help with neurological damage that has occurred on a patient for cardiovascular. We have so many therapies. We really have the best of both worlds because, you know, over the years, we've just kept improving on our technologies, and we just have a wonderful team of really great doctors and, who've always been on the cutting edge of integrative medicine. So we have a lot of technology, and it just really depends on what the patient needs. Not everyone is going to use the same, you know, treatments. We even have different types of intravenous botanicals that we've kind of worked on developing that stimulate the immune system and that, you know, are much more aggressive than an oral program. We always tell people you really can't compare what we can do with therapy to a health food store or a supplement of some kind, because these treatments are, you know, been used for a lot of years. And, for instance, Germany, we have technology, you know, it's German. We have technology from China and Korea and France, you know. So it's kind of our perspective is to have the best of conventional and natural medicine combined so that the patients kind of can customize the treatment plan that they need for exactly the type of condition that's going on with their body. So it all starts with testing, education, finding out what's wrong with the patient, and then building a plan for them.
And the thing is, there is much to be said for conventional medicine. I mean, I've had a heart transplant, aortic valve replacement, amazing therapy, and certainly my hips replaced, amazing things with the conventional medicine. But there are many things that, especially with the chronic diseases, that are really simply don't work, whereas there are treatments available throughout the world, and this is the advantage of Invita, is they've gotten treatments from throughout the world, and they integrate them with alternative, conventional, whatever the individual really needs. And that is an advantage that the average doctor really doesn't have. He has only the pharmaceutical drugs, and of course he more or less is required to do exactly what he's being told, by the medical society. If he veers from that, he can get into all sorts of problems. So, what's so exciting is that these treatments are available, and there's an educational program that goes along with this. So what does the average individual do? Somebody's in another state. Maybe this program is heard primarily in Colorado and in Wyoming. What would they do? They would simply call Invita.
It would all start with a phone call, because the phone call really does all the education process. The patient gets to, even go to the point of providing, you know, medical information so we can help guide them. There's really just a great process we've developed over the years.
And we also have a program that trains physicians. We have a number of doctors, specifically in the last year, it might be because of the, you know, the Obama health care plan, and a lot of doctors are being afraid of insurance reimbursement. A lot of these the natural therapies are not covered by insurance because the insurance company doesn't recognize them. And so we're finding a lot of conventional doctors who want to do natural health care or integrative contacting us and wanting to learn. And that's part of our goal, is really to, you know, spread the work and our results that we've had over the last 12 years with, you know, across the United States and Canada to help people, because it really is an epidemic that is just being overlooked. And even if a doctor knows to do something else, like you said, they get ridiculed if they do it, and they're not encouraged to do it because they're worried about the medical legal liability issues more than anything else. And so, yeah, you know, we encourage you to call us, and we'll be happy to help you. Whether you're a healthcare professional or you're a patient, we'll walk you through step by step and do everything we can to help you, and you know, and provide you the information that we can that might make, you know. I always tell people, just from, because over the last 12 years we've worked with the very sickest of patients. I mean, statistically, we did a kind of like a little statistic. I'm talking about end-stage cancer patients that are in hospice. I mean, this is not just stage 4 disease, but end-stage disease. We have, in that community, about an 18% remission rate, which I know doesn't seem like a lot to the general public, but it's quite amazing, because those patients were already sent home to die. And that's an 18% remission rate in that community. And if we get people in the earlier stages, it is just amazing. And obviously, stage 1, 2, and 3, I mean, it is absolutely, you know, what we can do to help them or improve their current plan. And a lot of times we work with their with their current oncology.
Oh, we seem to be losing you with that prattle.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I apologize. We had a young girl from Canada who had a very rare adrenal cancer. And she was, you know, again told there was nothing that could be done for her. And we built her immune system using her own natural killer cells and did our therapy with her. And it's been about 8 months now, and she has completely gone into remission. All her bone metastases is gone, all her brain metastases, just one therapy. Now, of course, this doesn't work like this for everyone, but this was a wonderful case, you know, and worth sharing, because it just shows you that if you give the body what it needs, it has the ability to heal. The body is a very amazing, wonderful, miraculous gift from God. And if we're able to give the body what it needs, the body can heal itself.
I think this is what's so vitally important. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us, our guest this morning. This is
my pleasure.
Adino Prado from the NVIDIA Medical Center. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. I think this information is vitally important, and certainly we need to understand there's so many people out there with these chronic diseases, and we're talking about literally millions of them, and organized medicine does everything they can to discourage their effective treatment. But that's a whole different story, where these diseases came from, and of course, you need to get some of our material on the population control agenda. And we actually have given a talk on the planned population reduction. That's a DVD, another one entitled None Dare Call It Genocide, one on population control. We have a four-tape set on population control, and we recommend this material. And then, of course, you can get my treatise. You can get it off the Internet. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monograph, and you can get it off our website at radioliberty.com, or if you buy anything from us and you ask for a free copy, we'll send it to you. We ask, though, that you copy it and distribute it. It certainly was, when it was written, the best thing available. A lot of people have picked it up and even written books based upon that monograph, which is one of the first ones that really was circulated with an organized explanation and description of the fact that there is a planned program to kill off a large part of the world's population. They know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they've actually prevented something like 400 million births in China with their abortion sterilization program. We probably have prevented something of 100 million births here with our abortion and sterilization programs. And you must understand, of course, that this is why we're having trouble with our Social Security, because there's young people are not coming on. We have far more people, certainly in the baby boomer population than in the youth population, soon we'll have far more in caskets than we will in cribs. And this is the end result of when man tries to alter God's plan for humanity. You want to get my material on population control. Planned population control, None Dare Call It Genocide. And population control, that's a video. But you get the information, understand humanity, mankind is under attack today. This is not accidental. You need to get some of like four tape sets, like the one with Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's a four tape set on life-saving secrets. You need to get Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, because there's so much that's known out there. They're poisoning us. They're poisoning us with MSG and with aspartame. They know what they're doing, but of course it's great for population control because it decreases fertility. You need to get the video, Mercury, Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because it comes with a free CD, a CD-ROM as well as a DVD with literally thousands of pages of government documents showing that they know they're destroying fertility throughout the world. Why do you think they left the mercury in the vaccines that were giving free to all those little black and brown children? Because we'll destroy their fertility. Of course, we'll produce autism and all the other chronic diseases go with mercury intoxication. Why are we giving mercury to all the little children? Because we don't want them to reproduce. It's all about population control. Bill Gates finances this throughout the world, and that's what he said. Vaccination programs are the key to population control. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty. for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
'Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've